You're listening to episode 47 of season 13 of the Game World Order for K321 of 2019. In this episode, we're going to talk about Yoodle Linux, because that's what we're talking about. Talking about all of the packages installed on Slackware Linux, every single one of them. Everything that comes on the DVD, that's what we're talking about. So, and this applies obviously to many Linux distributions, because a lot of those distributions have a lot of the same software on them, and certainly Yoodle Linux would be one of those packages that pretty much any Linux distribution is going to have on it. Now, in this episode, it's going to be a short one, because there's only two. There are two two applications that start with the letter T in the user bin directory from Yoodle Linux, and those are tailf and taskset. One of those is deprecated. Tailf is deprecated. So if I do a man tailf, it says tailf follow the growth of a log file. Tailf option and then file. And it says pretty clearly tailf is deprecated. It may have unfixed bugs, will be removed in March 2017. This is 2019. It hasn't been removed because I haven't updated Yoodle Linux any time since March 2017. Is it still there? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I haven't looked. But tailf is something that just doesn't make sense anymore because there's tail-f. The difference apparently between tailf and tail-f is that tailf does not access the file when it is not growing. I'm kind of assuming that because they're deprecating it, tail-f now has that same behavior, or maybe the primary reason for this feature, which is listed in the man page as it's extremely useful for monitoring log files on a laptop when logging is infrequent and the user desires that the hard disk spin down to conserve battery life. In this day and age, that's not such a big deal. We have batteries that last a long time, and we have SSD drives that don't spin up or spin down. So maybe for those reasons, tailf just isn't all that useful, or maybe there are other reasons, I don't know. There are only really three options, but really only one, which was --lines, or just --n, which let you control how many, what the output would be for that you're following. By default, it's the last 10 lines are updated in one go, but you could change that with the --n. So I'm not going to go over this command any more than I already have because it's deprecated, but I'm also not going to go over the alternative, which is tail, because we'll talk about tail later when we get to tail. This is tailf. It's deprecated. We're not going to talk about it anymore. But it is interesting to know that it existed. But we're not going to talk about it anymore. Okay. So the next one we will talk about is task set, I think. Yeah. Task set, which is a command to set or retrieve a process's affinity. What does that mean? Well, I used to kind of sit around thinking, you know what would be really cool? Would be to be able to override or intervene in my computer's choice of how it divvies up tasks. So if you have on your computer a CPU monitor of any sort, then you'll know that you can kind of look at some display, some little heads-up display, that shows you which processor is being used the most out of your, you know, 8-core processor or 6-core processor, I think in my case. And inevitably, if you're looking at that while you're, I don't know, encoding video or watching a movie or something, you're going to look at that and think, man, that 6th core just isn't being used at all. If I could just tap into that 6th core, I just know my computer would behave that much faster. I'm just wasting CPU cycles, right? So, and by wasting CPU cycle, I mean, there's this concept in computing that with every tick of some of some time measurements. With every tick, that CPU could have been processing information. If it's on, then any given CPU could have been processing information now. And again now. So if there's a CPU that wasn't processing information, the longer I talk about it, then we have, quote unquote, wasted CPU cycles. Because time has gone by and that CPU has not been working. It's kind of that same concept if you've ever worked in retail, you know, food service industry or any kind of retail thing where you're just the person that stands on the sales floor, just making sure that the great machine continues to roll. Your manager might come over to you and tell you that you're not doing enough work. You know, you haven't done something. You're just standing around. And for every moment that the company is paying you, they expect you to be doing something productive. So, for instance, you need to go, I don't know, fold shirts if you're at a clothing store, or you need to clean off tables or clean dishes if you're in a food service. You know, everything that, like, they see that, well, we're paying you, so for every moment of that time that you're not working, we're paying you for nothing, so you should be working all the time. It's a form of insanity, but it is pretty common, at least in American businesses. I don't know elsewhere. So it's kind of the same thing, and you can go insane over it on your computer as well. If you sit there and look at the CPUs, at the different cores in your CPU, and you just think, well, they're not all at maximum values. So I'm wasting CPU cycles. My computer is potentially so much more powerful than what it is, than how it's behaving. And it can be frustrating because some things on computers take time. And so you think, well, why is my CPU at relative rest for 30 minutes? And then it's completely, and then it takes too long to do some process. Isn't there some way to distribute that load better? Far be it from me to say that there's no way to distribute this stuff better. I do think that there are some things that we could arguably distribute in a different way. But generally speaking, the scheduling process of the Linux kernel, or any kernel for that matter, it's pretty intelligent, I think. I mean, it certainly has been driving things pretty well so far. And being able to manually intervene is probably not as important as sometimes it might feel to people such as myself who would love to just be able to optimize everything. But I think it's an illusion. It's mostly an illusion is what I'm trying to say, that you might be able to second guess the way that your computer is distributing the way that it processes information. And you think, if I could just take that one process and assign it to this core, then everything would be fine and so much faster. Well, if you want to try that, if you want to take control of every little process in your computer and override its good sense, you can do that with task set. See, there was a point to all that. So task set, or CPU affinity, is the idea that there's some process, a PID, right, a process ID. There's some process running on your computer, and there is a natural kind of scheduling rhythm to that sort of thing. And so the Linux scheduler says, okay, here's a PID. I'm going to hand it over to this CPU, whether it's a physical CPU or just a CPU core, I'm going to hand it over to this CPU, and that's where it will hang out. It'll kind of get assigned to that CPU, and that's the CPU that will process that bit of information. That's the CPU affinity. If you want to override that and tell some other CPU to take over that process, you can do that. with task set. Task set defines how a PID is bonded to a CPU as a mask. The way that you would set, well, first let's talk about PIDs. We've already talked about PIDs quite a lot with UoLinux. We've looked at pgrep and ps and things like that, but there is another way to, or there's a, rather a way to find out what CPU a specific PID is bonded to. So I'm going to do pgrep audacity, because I happen to know that audacity is running right now. That's 14.294. So I'm going to do task set dash dash PID 14.294. It tells me that PID 14.294's current affinity mask is 3F. Well, what does that mean? Well, if we do a man task set, we'll find out that the way that it defines a processor affinity is with this mask and the, or a bit mask, and it says with the lowest order bit corresponding to the first logical CPU and the highest order bit corresponding to the last logical CPU. Not all CPUs may exist on a given system. A retrieved mask reflects only the bits that correspond to CPUs physically on the system. If an invalid one is given, don't care, don't care. The masks are typically given in hexadecimal. That's what I was looking for. 0x00000001 is processor 0. 0x00000003 is processor 0 and 1. 0xFFFFFFFF is all processors 0 through 31. So luckily there's a built-in translator for all of this. You don't actually have to calculate that bit mask yourself. So if you do a task set dash dash PID dash dash CPU dash list, and then the process ID that you want, in this case it's 14.294, then it returns PID 14.294's current affinity list 0 to 5, meaning that this process, Audacity 14.294, is the CPU that it is, I keep wanting to say bonded to, but really it's affinity, right? The CPU that this has been assigned are, well, really all the cores on my system, 0 through 5. So it'll run on any of those, 0 through 5, meaning that it's going to be scheduled for whatever makes the most sense. So once again, trying to outthink this and override it myself, probably not actually going to do a whole lot of good for me. This is more of a bug testing tool, I think, or a maybe a special use case where you happen to know that there's some dedicated unit for a specific thing that you're running on your render farm or whatever, then this might come into play. But with that, those are practically all the options. We've covered all the options basically. There is one more. There's all tasks. So I'm gonna probably have to look for something here, because I don't know. PS tree. I need to find something with lots of sort of sub. We just pulse audio. Let's do a task set dash dash PID. Oh, I don't know the PID of that. Pgrep pulse audio. 1956. So we're gonna do a task set dash dash PID dash dash CPU dash list dash dash all dash tasks. For 1956. This lists all of the subtasks for the PID that I provide. So I gave it the PID 1956, which is the pulse audio PID on my system right now. If I do a pgrep for, or rather, if I do a PS tree and look at the pulse audio entry, it looks like there's gconf helper, ALSA sync, ALSA sync, ALSA sync, and ALSA source. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things total. And then the return values for my query, PID, CPU list, all tasks, 1956, it lists, well, 1956's current affinity is 0 through 5. 1962's affinity is 0 to 5, 1963 is 0, and so on. So it's kind of interesting in a way, because you get this kind of side benefit of sort of a PID list, almost an LSOF of kind of what's related to a specific task. So let's just for kicks, let's look at the full return value for the Audacity task that I've got going. Because presumably there'd be a lot more going on than just Audacity. So tasks set PID dash dash PID dash dash CPU dash list dash dash all dash tasks 14294. And it looks like there's a bunch of things happening here. There's 14294. And of course all of these, the affinity list is 0 to 5. So it's spreading itself across the whole system. No need to override this actually, but there are other things happening. There's 14350, 14351, 14661, 662, and so on. So you kind of get this list of things, of processes related to maybe some larger process. So it's kind of a quick and easy way maybe to get that kind of a tree of for a specific process. Okay, but since, I mean, we can't stop talking about task set, and not talk about actually executing the thing that it's designed to execute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a pgrep I'm going to do xi's ampersand. It tells me that xi's is 17069. 17069. So we will copy that PID, and then we're going to do task set dash dash CPU list dash dash PID 17069. And it tells me that it's, actually, I don't think I actually need that dash dash PID anymore, do I? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. 17069. So current affinity list is 0 through 5. Well, I have to admit that that is a little bit of an overkill for xi's. Let's constrain that to just one CPU. Once again, I'm not actually saying that this is a good idea. I'm just saying that it's something that we could do if we wanted to. So here we go. Task set dash dash PID, and I'm going to just give it 0. What was it? Man task set for just processor 0, so that's 0x1 should do it, I think. 0x1, and then the PID that we're talking about is 17069. It says that the current affinity was 3F, meaning that it was spread across all 6 processors. The PID, the new affinity mask, is 1. So now if I do a task set, dash dash PID dash dash CPU dash list 17069, it tells me that the affinity list is 0, which presumably means that it's being constrained to just CPU 0. Does that make any difference whatsoever? No, probably not. It's xi's, it's probably not going to be that big of a deal. But I've just constrained it to just the first CPU core. So if anything on my system happens that affects the first CPU core, the 0th CPU core, xi's could hang, for instance, because it's no longer, it's not going to be spread across all the other CPUs, at least in theory. I don't know how smart the Linux scheduler is. I imagine it's pretty smart. It may override the affinity, right? It might just think, well, this task can't happen here because I don't have the calculation available on CPU 0, so I'll just have to move it to something else, even though the affinity is 0. Affinity doesn't mean absolute constraint to me. So I'm not sure. I haven't tested that. I can't say for sure whether there's still the possibility of overriding the affinity or not. That's task set. That is literally all the options on task set. There are no more. Well, version help, things like that. But there are no more important options to task set. Hopefully this has been informative to you. It's a little bit of history there with TELF, and a little bit of hardcore hardware meddling with task set. I think that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Podcast. This has been Klaatu. You can reach me on IRC. I'm on the Freenode network, usually in channels such as Augcast Planet, Slacker Media, Slackware, a couple of others. My nick on IRC is not Klaatu. You can also reach me lately on Mastodon. My username there is @klaatu@mastodon.xyz. Of course, you can email me at klaatu@member.fsf.org. That's klaatu@member.fsf, as in Free Software Foundation.org. And of course, you can visit my various websites, newworldorder.info and slackermedia.info. I will see you next time.
It's an endless cycle of normalcy, raising them to be happy with mediocrity, with everything being the same.